It's a big anniversary year for classical music as we honor the bicentennial of two titans of opera, Richard Wagner and Giuseppe Verdi.
Verdi went so far as to write operas that promoted rebellion.
Fred Plotkin joins us today on Travel with Rick Steves to recommend some of the best places to hear their music and to shed some light on the controversial legacy of Herr Wagner.
He was a vegetarian. He was a Buddhist for a long time. His thinking was very unconventional.
Political forces in the 20th century took quite a toll on Poland's artists and intellectuals. But for Poland, this century's starting to see a renaissance, like in Krakow.
Jewish-themed hotels and restaurants, several synagogues are opening up. Traditional Polish-Jewish klezmer music every night.
At the same time, Polish Catholic traditions continue strong at the Monastery of the Black Madonna.
This sacred place gives them the power to believe that they can recover from a serious illness.
A guide to Poland, Wagner, and Verdi. It's just ahead on Travel with Rick Steves.